When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, we need to have a bit of a conversation about the idea of in-game advertising. The next thing, sure, to annoy every single one of us. We've been through the loot box wars. We've been through the microtransaction wars. We've been through the NFT wars. And chances are the next thing that's going to infuriate everybody is in-game advertising, i.e. the idea of sharing out, selling out your in-game billboards, your whatever items you can think of that you could put an advert onto to various third-party companies that then get direct access to that space within the game itself. Now, this comes from a couple of different reports from Insider and Business Insider saying that Sony and Microsoft are both planning these things and are both planning nigh on the exact same thing. Microsoft's side of it is pretty much what I just said in terms of they're looking to do things in-game. They don't want to annoy people. They don't want to irritate people. And Sony's side mentions, according to three different sources who are working on this initiative, that Sony have been working on it for the last 18 months and apparently it's rolling out later this year. But they say that not only do they want to put stuff in-game, but they also want to put adverts on pause menus. Which is very Xbox. It's very Xbox 360. It's very Blades. And as much as I love the Xbox dashboard, that thing was absolutely covered in adverts all the time. So what do you think? And we'll break down some more stuff.
Well, my big question is, which games are these going to be included in? Because if I start seeing advertisements, Scott, in my £70 video games, I won't particularly happy. You know, I understand the reality of needing ads. We literally work on YouTube.com. And our revenue comes from ads. So I understand that. But there's a difference, I think, between, you know, encountering some ads in a free-to-play title or a mobile title,
yes,
as opposed to encountering them in stuff you've already paid for.
So all this stuff is so far is about free-to-play games,
right?
We should say.
Okay.
It's obviously always worth covering the wider spectrum of this, because if something takes off, any company will try and see what they can get away with. The reports as they stand are in relation to free-to-play games, which on the Sony side, it's worth pointing out that they have over 10 live service games planned for before March 20th. I keep saying March 2026. There was a March was in there somewhere, but it's before 2026.
Right.
They have more than 10 live service games, which lines up with the fact that Jim Ryan is out there saying that he loves all the live service stuff and thinks that it's the main signifier of growth in the industry overall, and that's what they want to aim for going forward. So for me, I put that together with the PlayStation Plus stuff they've got coming out, and they're about to wow people with, you know, old school access to PlayStation 1 games, PS2, and whatever. If all those pause menus, all those emulation menus, all that stuff is one big cycle of advertising and everything else,
yeah,
I see the business numbers go up, but I see us getting very annoyed about it.
Absolutely. You know, it might sound in this video like we're, you know, looking at the worst case scenario, you know, planning
I challenge
for the
you
worst,
for the best one.
But this, well, we'll get to that in a second. But my point was,
yes,
when it comes to, you know, companies introducing new business practices like this, or
yes,
like season passes, or like loot boxes, any microtransactions, NFTs, the same commonality between them all,
uh-huh,
is that that publishers and companies will push them as far as they can go at first to see what they can get away with. A backlash will happen, and then they'll rein it in a little
bit.
So
exactly.
Anything, I always expect to see and encounter the worst version of before they actually kind of figure it out and figure out that people don't like it. So that's why I'm worried about this, because free-to-play titles, in my eyes, you know, they already have a lot of revenue streams. You know, you've got your cosmetics, you've got your other microtransactions, you've got your season passes, you've got your expansions, all of that jazz. But to use this as a as another revenue stream, you know, to bring it on top of everything that we already have,
yeah.
To me, that's kind of like, how are you guys? How many how many ways do you need to get money out of this thing?
Well, the thing is that makes me, like I said, it makes me very curious, because I am bringing in all the PlayStation Plus stuff, which isn't mentioned in the report. But there is that whole thing of the overall initiative of the idea of putting adverts into gaming is tied with the free-to-play things and the free-to-play multiplayer titles that they have planned. But if they develop any type of software that's going to start injecting adverts into pause menus or whatever, I just see them rolling that out to as many eyeballs as possible, which if the PlayStation Plus, the new stuff takes off, and they get anywhere close to Game Pass numbers, they're going to put that in front of as many people as possible. And I just see that being Jim Ryan's big vision. I know he's very much a numbers man. He's very much someone who is thinking about growth, thinking about different ways that they can make PlayStation Studios bigger and whatever. And I see all those things coming together in the best and worst way. Like you were saying, we are focusing on the worst possible side of it. However, I don't see that many positives to in-game advertising other than maybe it helps you shine a light on some game, some overrated, underrepresented thing.
Yeah.
Might point you towards the direction of something you've not experienced yet, be it a TV show, a movie, a game, or whatever.
It might do, but it's probably almost certainly just going to be Monster Energy drinks like it was in Death Stranding.
Norman Reedus' ride.
Well, he's the thing, right? When it comes to the history of product placement in video games, you know, I've never been that angry at it, whether it's, you know, Nissan in Quantum Break, or whether it's, you know, riding with Norman Reedus in Death Stranding.
Duracell and Alan Wake.
Sometimes it can be incorporated in a way where you're like, this isn't detracting from the experience, it's not taking me out of it. Mm. Or sometimes it's just a joke, like it was in Death Stranding with the monster, with the rider, with Norman Reedus thing. But it's when it just kind of becomes insidious and not fun. Like when you are going through the pause menus and you're just getting these ads like thrown at you, and that's when it kind of becomes not immersion breaking, but experience breaking.
If they do pop-ups or they do anything in regards to, I mean, they've literally, in these early quotes, in these early mentions from the sources that they're going off, they don't want to irritate players, they don't want to break the flow of the game. In fact, there is something in here for the Sony side of things, saying that they want to make adverts part of the game. Now, that could be for the best, and they're easy to look past, or it could just be, oh my god, I'm inundated with stuff. Yeah. Like when Google Glass was a thing, and everyone thought that Google was going to start charging us to use our own eyeballs and see what was right in front of us. That's always where my mind goes with this stuff. I'm like, you're going to inundate us with it, and we're going to be the ones, the consumers, we're going to be the ones kicking up a stink to push back, which is what you were saying, to try and find some sort of happy medium.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but like this practice has been, you know, experimented before, with by people in the past. I mean, again, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't it 2K with some of the NBA games that tried a little bit of this?
Yeah, so there's a few examples of this. The thing is, older gamers will remember this thing from the mid-2000s when this came back around back then. As soon as, digital connections, online connections, broadband stuff came in, this was one of the first things that a lot of different game companies experimented with. There was a Netflix advert in Saints Row 2 back in the day, Burnout Paradise. Paradise's billboards were swapped out for various different products and stuff. And yes, like you said, a lot of sports games will do various deals to have. I mean, WWE 2K22 has Snickers adverts everywhere. However, they're not live linked. They're not, as far as I know, none of those spaces are directly connected to a partner or whatever, like some sort of third party partner that could just be like, our new show's coming out, our new Snickers bar's coming out, and we're going to pipe that into the game. I think that's the new thing they want to experiment with. Both companies do say that they only want to work with specific brands, only want to work with specific products. Mm-hmm. And Xbox coined some phrase, which I haven't written down, which is a very specific thing, saying that they are going to have a wing of their company dedicated to making sure that the brands they're working with are good for the whole thing. But they always say this stuff.
That's true.
They always say this stuff.
What fascinates me with this entire initiative, should we say, is that it comes hot on the heels of Netflix announcing that they're going to be looking into a subscription tier on their site that actually has advertisements. And I think it was the chairman who was talking about how they were against including ads into the Netflix service for a long time because they said, you know, we don't want it, people don't want it. But now, because, you know, subscribers are kind of stagnant, they're now being like, well, it offers people more choice. We can have a lower tiered price thing that you have ads in. And I'm like, is this just the way that the tide is, changing for the subscription service thing? Have we reached a ceiling where you get to a point where you hit as many subscribers as you're going to get? There's not going to be that much room for growth. And the next step is a whole new revenue system where you're going back to ads, which streaming in itself was supposed to be invented to omit that.
Yeah, leave it those
get
things.
Around those.
I mean, any capitalistically minded corporate mogul is never going to admit there's a glass ceiling to growth.
No,
they're always
going
to find some way to do it. But at the same time, that's a fascinating idea. Would you take a premium PS5 game if it was free but it was loaded with adverts? If it was Horizon Forbidden West, if it was Death Stranding, if it was whatever, but every time you paused it, you got an advert. Every time you got to the end of an act, you had to sit through another advert. Various games have tried those things before, but I just wonder, I'm going nth degree on this stuff, but I wonder how many different approaches to revenue or approaches to premium stuff Sony can experiment with, being that they already got it wrong. They already went £70 for this game, and then Xbox went, well, we're giving ours away monthly, and they went, oh, sorry, let's do our version, but we'll keep that and try different things.
Honestly, I would be for that, to have a lower tiered priced game or subscription service where you have to like sit through ads, because I do think that just makes the service and the games more accessible, you know, to someone who might not be able to afford the full price release. They have an option there to, you know, have a lower bar of entry. Where I would draw the line, and again, this is me assuming the worst, is if they integrate
that. It's the games industry.
And use that as an excuse to then bump up the top price. You know, you move that 70 from 2 to 90, let's say, and then you have a $60 or a $30 tier where you have ads in. That's where I'd be like, okay, this is just you're using this as an excuse to inflate things.
I tell you, we have a really weird relationship with advertising, because on YouTube, obviously we're on YouTube. YouTube themselves have gotten very cheeky with the old double adverts. They squeezed them in across the last few years, and now 9 or 9 times out of 10 you get an advert in front of everything. Obviously helps people stay in business, but at the same time they have just sort of like cranked those things up, and I just wonder how many other businesses could potentially cotton onto that thing of just being like, we can actually put more adverts in here, and a lot of people will just go, well, that's just what it is.
I'll tell you now, if YouTube had any crack about them at all, they would put an advert exactly when you were talking about that right there. If you had anything at all,
well,
is what I'm going
to
say.
Love to see whoever uploads this video can do what they want. But overall, it's an interesting way, an interesting way to posit the idea of keeping a revenue stream going once you've explored the Game Pass model, the premium model, whatever. In-game advertising. thing, excuse me, I thought we left in 2005 or whenever Burnout Paradise came out, because I remember the initial backlash to that thing. And it depends how it's done. A lot of people have different thoughts on product placement anyway. Like you said, I don't mind it too much. I don't care that there's a Snickers advert in the sports arena when I'm wrestling with Adam Cole, Bebe. But just like in that regard, it makes more sense.
Yes.
But it's all going to be about where it makes sense and if it feels too intrusive.
That's it, man. And when it comes to free-to-play games, a lot of excuses have been bandied about in the past for them implementing, you know, practices that break up the experience because, well, it's free.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, we need to recoup costs somehow. There's a very specific kind of, like, pity story that is spun by developers of, oh, well, we just don't know how we're going to recoup costs. And it's like, you're the biggest entertainment, you know, thing on the planet. Like, the profits are coming in.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to spin this story of, we're just not making enough money, guys. We've got to do it, or we can't.
You can never just let something just sit.
No.
And just be.
And that's where I get worried, because free-to-play has always been, you know, the ground for those experiments, those kind of excuses. And it's where a lot of things are tested. And then slowly, you see them trickling in to full-price releases. You see the microtransactions trickling in. You see the early access releases trickling in full price titles. And that's kind of where I just feel like I'm a jaded old man worrying and expecting the worst, you know.
But I think it's warranted. I mean, like you said, it'll get worse before it gets better. Like, we got the worst of loot boxes, microtransactions, season passes, etc., the worst versions of them for the longest time before enough people went, I'm not buying that, or I'm kicking up enough of a stink on social media, and eventually companies went, okay, sorry, we'll take the old loot boxes out of Shadow of War and give you an actual product. And so I think the worst of this is what we'll get first. Obviously, we focus on Sony, but Xbox are along there too.
Oh, of course, you know. I can see some of the big publishers just being like, well, you didn't want NFTs, did you? Well, you're going to get ads instead, you know?
We're going to throw these things in front of you.
We need something.
They've got to find some way. But let us know what you think down in the comments below of the idea of in-game advertising. Do you remember the way it was implemented across the 2000s? And what, if any, is the best way to do it going forward? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
They're just innocent men.
We're just normal men.
Normal men.
Innocent men.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.